Charlie Houston.
Go ahead.
Okay. On a flight plan update. If you could dig out your CSM updates, we'll make a change to a couple of procedures in there.
Did you want the flight plan or the update book?
Okay, this will be in the update book, this first one.
Go ahead.
Okay, go to the section on flight plan updates. It has the EMP programs.
Okay.
Okay, we'd like you to add a last step to each of the four EMP procedures. So that'd make a fourth step on the shortened D23 and a seventh step on the manual range input, etc.
Okay, stand by, Tony. They must have had a handover. You were cut out. Start over again, please.
Okay, you understand. All right, in the flight plan update section on the four EMP programs, we'd like you to add a fourth, a termination procedure to each of the four programs. So on the shortened P23, we'd have a step four, which reads, verb 2-5, noun 26, enter. And then the four registers enter all balls, or correction, three registers enter all balls.
Okay, copy, four step for P23 is verb 25, noun 26, enter all balls and all registers.
Okay, and on the next program, the manual range input, step 7 would be the same thing.
Copy, manual range input, step 7, to verb 25, noun 26, enter, all balls.
Okay, and on the optics angles to body angles, we'll add a step 7, and it'll be the same as before.
Copy, all balls.
Okay, and on the jet monitor program, it'll be a step 6, the same thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the purpose for these was to protect the e-memory from other programs.
Okay.
Okay, the next change is to your SPS burn rules, so if you can get that card. Okay, on the fuel to oxidizer pressure, it should read, or it does read greater than 115. We change it to read 124 for oxidizer, 110 for fuel.
Okay, pressure greater than 115 has changed to 124 oxidizer, 110 fuel.
That's correct. And in the fuel to oxidizer delta P, it reads less than 20 PSI. We'd like to change that to 35 PSI, oxidizer greater than fuel, or 5 PSI, oxidizer less than fuel.
Okay, copy, 35, oxidizer greater than fuel, 5, oxidizer less than fuel.
Okay, and the final part of that is in the tight constraints there on the box. It says greater than 160 and greater than 80. We'd like to change that to greater than 168 oxidizer and greater than 153 fuel. And I guess on that tight constraints also, it's the chamber pressure. It says greater than 80 for the tight constraints.
Okay.
Okay, and that's the end of that procedure. Note here, this assumes a good oxidizer transducer, and there may be a problem that it's hung up, and we'll have a little later change in the mid-course two burn procedure, and from this we'll be able to tell where the problem is. I'll get that up to you as soon as they sorted it out here. Okay, and there are two notes here. For Ken, a reminder to watch the UV film consumption magazine. Oscar, he's right on the budget now, and there's no pad.
Right, and there's no way to cut a film out.
I understand.
We're aware it's being tight, Tony. If you see us slip behind, I guess I don't know what to do about it. You'll have to come up with a recommendation of what other photo to delete.
Okay. Well, we just thought we'd let you know that you had a two-frame pad, and we've already used it.
You mean we've taken two frames we weren't supposed to?
I don't understand the note here. That was the note I got. Maybe it was used up before they loaded it or something. I'll find out.
As far as I know, Tony, I just want to make sure that there's no misunderstanding on our part about what it is we're supposed to do, because we took only those frames that were selected because we are aware of the tight budget.
Okay, I understand.
And we might be off a little bit on the numbers we give you, because, you know, that counter's kind of gross, and it's easy to get off by a number, so particularly when you start at the low end.
Right, I understand. I'm usually off by more than a number. Okay, and a last note. We'd like you to take a look when you get a chance at that the LEM thermal surface, and see if you notice any changes or can give us any more words on it. We don't really anticipate a problem there. It turns out, looking back, there was a history of one batch of bad paint, and they sort of think it's just the paint blistering up. And it doesn't seem to be on a surface that'll give us a real bad problem.
Okay, we're ready to bring up the high gain if you got some angles for us.
Okay, I'll get them. Okay, we'd like you to stand by for 10 minutes on that high gain.
All right.
Apollo Control Houston at 24 hours, 39 minutes ground elapsed time. Apollo 16 now 102,739 nautical miles away from the Earth and traveling at a velocity of 5,123 feet per second.